Ukraine border villagers, no one believes Joe Biden war hype here. By Gabrielle Reyes on February 9, 2022. Residents of the remote Ukrainian village of Blavishenka, which borders Russia, told Radio Free Europe / Radio Liberty, RFE / RL, on Monday they have seen no evidence in recent days indicating Moscow plans to stage a new military invasion of Ukraine. Ephraim Blavishenka, the closest staging ground for any new Russian invasion force, is about a four-hour drive almost due south. And aside from the rare echoes of gunshots, there's no reason that villagers expect to see tanks rolling through the town or through fallow fields, RFE / RL reported on February 6. War? No one believes it here, Blavishenka resident Oleksandr Kopov, 60, told the U.S. government-funded broadcaster. Why don't I believe it? Well, in 2014, when this whole mess began in Ukraine, the road was still open, the border was open. We went back and forth without checkpoints, Kopov explained. We had tanks here, National Guard everywhere, soldiers. Here at every field, there was heavy equipment, he recalled, referring to Ukrainian military forces. Now we don't see anything. Nothing. Totally empty. If they were hiding something, we'd see it. You can't hide equipment from the villagers, Kopov, who was born in Blavishenka, said. Kopov referred to claims by various U.S. government officials and corporate media outlets in recent days alleging Russia was preparing to stage a new military invasion of Ukraine sometime in the immediate future, despite assurances by Kiev the assertions were not based in fact. Any day now, Russia could take military action against Ukraine. Or it could be a couple of weeks from now, or Russia could choose to take the diplomatic path instead. Jake Sullivan, the U.S. National Security Advisor to President Joe Biden, told Fox News Sunday on February 6. Blavishenka is located in eastern Ukraine's Luhansk region, part of the greater Donbas that has been at war since 2014. The village is practically surrounded on three sides by the Russian region of Rostov and relied, until recently, on Russian state services for its internet connection. Russian state television broadcasts are preferred by Blavishenka residents as signals for Ukrainian channels are too weak, according to RFE / RL. The borders of Ukraine's Luhansk region were altered during a war that broke out between Kiev and Moscow in 2014. Ukrainian government forces now face off against Russia-backed separatists along the line of contact that zigzags through the province and the neighboring Donetsk region, RFE / RL detailed on Monday.